Kevin, I'll just get you to say your name and your position with Mackay Rugby League.
Kevin Langer, A grade coach.
Took out third spot, not the top title in the Foley Shield, but still a good way to end the carnival.
Yeah, no, very happy the way we won. We got beaten in the first game by Townsville, a very close one, so boys want a bit of revenge. We're probably disappointed the game that cost us was the game against Innisfail Leitrim, where we, second half in the wet, were down 6-4, and we didn't control one thing, and I thought we were the better side, but it's a funny game, rugby league, and so we had to play for 3 and 4, so good to finish with a win, so the boys were happy there.
What about the fact that it was over Townsville? Does that make it a little bit more sweeter?
I suppose everyone, I think the rivalry's there, Mackay, Townsville, so you know, them beating us in the first game, so it was good to beat them.
Jim Heary, I'm the manager-selector of the Townsville Senior League.
It's been a great carnival to be held here in Townsville, but a touch disappointing that Townsville hasn't been able to do so well.
It is disappointing, but you've got to appreciate the fact that the boys haven't been together. I think we had 2 weeks with them before we actually got them together and had a decent run. Without making any excuses, I'm sure the other centres probably in the same boat. You know, we had a lot of rain here. There's trial matches cancelled, and the season really didn't kick off when it should have. But we can't make excuses, mate. We're not there, and that's it.
Eric Smith, hooker of Cairns Foley Shield.
Eric, tough to be a player and coach, particularly in a representative competition like the Foley Shield.
Yeah, mate, it is pretty tough. Obviously, it's a tough weekend down here. It's pretty much the best of the best of the far north, and there's a lot of good players down here. And yet, it has been a pretty tough weekend, especially playing the 4 games in 3 days.
How do you describe Cairns' effort in this year's Foley Shield? You were the defending champions. Are you disappointed with how things worked out?
Mate, not as much so disappointed. Obviously, we would have liked to have gone a bit better, but obviously, Cairns are premiers last year, but that's when they only had the one team. This year, Cairns has been split in two, and which the Innisfail Leitrim side has gone really well in the finals today. But, mate, yeah, we had a couple of close games of 4 and 8 points where there was a couple of 50-50 calls, and it could have been a different weekend. But that's just how it goes, mate. Them close games, you've got to win.
Speaking here with Midwest coach Scott Cole. Scott, how do you assess the first time that Midwest has been in the Foley Shield for a little while?
I think it's been a real great experience for the boys, and I think we'll take away some really good, just the level of fitness and everything. I mean, we're a fair bit off the pace there for the last 2 games, but it's just come down to lack of players, I think. But the boys really enjoyed it, and they're pretty pumped about coming again next year. So we're really happy with how they went.
Speaking with QRL Northern Division Chairman Greg Sutherland, well, we've come to the end of the Foley Shield. How would you assess it, Greg?
It's been a very good weekend. I think that the players have enjoyed it. The spectators certainly have. Thank the people of Townsville and North Queensland for getting behind it. You know, the inclusion of the Cowboys Leagues Club as a sponsor has given us another social dimension. Yeah, and everyone's had fun. And we're coming back here on the 16th of May for the true selection of the North Queensland Marlins. But I think the good part is when you see the blokes down the end here who are watching the game, absolute legends of our game. Some of them are named in the team of greats for North Queensland. They're socialising, they're talking, the young fellas are mixing. We've already had different teams and clubs saying, look, you know, we might go and have a game in the Torres Strait or the Cape, or someone else is going to go to the Midwest and Mount Isa. I think that's great because, you know, play those friendlies. But what's come from it, Zane, is that there's also to talk about the Masters, the women, and the transferring those university-style games where, you know, clusters of police or teachers and emergency services, miners or ringers, whatever they might be, transferring those games around the division as well, so the western sectors and the Torres Strait Islands and Cape York don't miss out. So it's been a big win, a learning curve. We've picked up a lot of things, and you know, we'll look at whether we do it over Easter or the May weekend. All the jerseys being numbered 1 to 25 to help the selectors and those sorts of things, and that's coming from players. That's been good.
Danny Mosby from the Cape Torres team, captain. How do you feel after that? You came so close and yet so far in the end.
Yeah, look, we probably played our best football at the wrong time at the back end of the game, though. They probably had too much possession in the first half, in our half well as well. So they put all the pressure on us. Look, they played well all weekend. And look, we've first time here, big experience for everyone. We're proud of the boys. And, you know, we've taken the opportunity, and we're probably not supposed to be here in most people's opinions. And look, we bring a different audience to the game. You know, we've bring the indigenous sort of culture to it. There's a, and it adds to the picture and the colour, and it adds, it's like a, it's a festival atmosphere, eh? So it's really good, multicultural, and it's good to mix, sort of mix heads with the other guys. Hopefully we'll be here next year, and it'll just be just as colourful.
I'm here with a very happy Innisfail Leitrim captain, Steve Shepherd. Steve, how good do you feel after winning the Foley Shield?
Oh, mate, pretty good, eh? It's something that's
pretty prestigious, and we worked hard for it, so I'm pretty happy, yep.
What about the fact that it's the first time you've been in the competition for 25 years and you won the competition?
Yeah, well, mate, the Eacham and Innisfail region is just full of great footballers, and we've been a bit unlucky, a few people missing out because they can only pick one team. So, you know, it's pretty good they brought it in and worth it, I think.
Does it prove that Innisfail is the richest region of the Cairns competition when it comes to player talent?
Oh, there's a couple of good leagues clubs that help out, but you know there's also a lot of them in brothers communities as well. So no, it's good that the local communities get behind them.
You played against the Torres Cape boys. They put it to you in the second half. You were 22-4 going in at half time, and they came back at you in the second half.
Yeah, mate, they're unbelievable. You know, you're not off for 1 second, and they pop the ball out of wherever, and they just keep running and running. It's like they play All Blacks Carnivals all the time, and they don't stop. So we had a lot of big boys, and we were blown, but we just had to keep going forward. So we did a good job.